That's what's up.
That's what's up.
On 97.9 The Box.
Hi, this your boy JQ the Pimperella for That's What's Up, man. So yesterday I told you it was rumors going around that Kelly Rowland, man, got married. Well, we got confirmation. She married. She tied the knot with her manager, Tim Witherspoon. According to U.S. Weekly, the couple did their vows on May 9th in Costa Rica, and the insider said the ceremony was quick and simple, a little bit about 30 guests in attendance, and some of them guests, Destiny Child member, Beyonce, and also her sister Solange. They flew down together on a private jet a little bit after that Met Gala where that Shim Sham went down. So I don't know what's going to go down with the family, but congratulations, Kelly. Man, oh man, protect your man, girl. Boy, I tell you, it's been 5 years since we lost the king of pop, Michael Jackson, man. And he is returning today to give us some musical tantalations for our ears, man. His new album, Escape, drops, man. So you can definitely go out to stores today and pick it up. He has a lot of great music on there, man. You know, collaborations with the good homie Justin Timberlake and a whole lot more. So make sure you go out there and pick that thing up and see what that boy Michael gonna unveil for your ears, baby. We always wonder what the hell went down with Justin Timberlake and NSYNC. Well, this past Sunday on Oprah's own masterclass, Justin Timberlake let the fans know one of the most important decisions of his life. Quitting NSYNC, man. He had doubts before he went solo.
What are you doing? Why wouldn't you ride this out? You know, you're the biggest group in the world. Why would you walk away from this? It's one of the best / worst things that I have ever done.
That boy JT said leaving, you know, NSYNC made him famous around the world, but it was bittersweet. Admit it was difficult for him to say goodbye to that era, but it ended up working out. Now, if you missed Oprah's masterclass, it's going to re-air again with Justin Timberlake Sunday, May 25th on its own network, baby. Now, everybody been talking about this video, you know, that appeared online with Jay-Z, Beyonce, and her sister Solange over there doing it big after the Met Gala, and that girl Solange was feeling some type of way, allegedly was trying to hit on that boy Jay-Z and everything. We don't know the reason behind it, but America's been making all kinds of memes and everything. We need to leave Jay-Z and Beyonce alone. Jay-Z kept us cool. Everybody talking about Beyonce wasn't doing nothing. She wasn't supposed to do nothing. That's Beyonce. She's supposed to keep her composure. The camera's on her at all times. She probably didn't know the camera was there, but she actually knew the camera was there. So people of America, let them be. Let them get this thing together. Hopefully Solange can take some Ritalin, calm herself down, and we can make the world a better place to live for people in America. It's your boy JQ the Pimperella for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.